Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from St. Louis today, and her preaching is entitled Aquinas, Job, and the Mystery of Truth.
A reading from the book of Job. The Lord addressed Job out of the storm and said, "Have you ever in your lifetime commanded the morning and shown the dawn its place, for taking hold of the ends of the earth till the wicked are shaken from its surface? The earth is changed, as is clay by the seal, and dyed as though it were a garment. But from the wicked the light is withheld, and the arm of pride is shattered. Have you entered into the sources of the sea or walked about in the depths of the abyss? Have the gates of death been shown to you, or have you seen the gates of darkness? Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Tell me, if you know all, which is the way to the dwelling place of light, and where is the abode of darkness, that you may take them to their boundaries and set them on their homeward paths? You know, because you were born before them, and the number of your years is great." Then Job answered the Lord and said, "Behold, I am of little account. What can I answer you? I put my hand over my mouth. Though I have spoken once, I will not do so again. Though twice, I will do so no more." This is a Dominican website, so every once in a while, I think it does us good to talk about veritas, truth, and to remember what St. Thomas of hallowed memory spoke of truth as objective. We're living in a confusing time when lies proliferate more quickly than bunnies in the spring. It's good to remember that reality is what it is, and that it's in our best interest to be aligned with it. We don't want to be seeing things that aren't there. We do want to see things that are there. Me thinking the globe is flat does not in any way make it flat. Me thinking the globe is not warming does not in any way make the globe slow down its warming. Me thinking that gravity does not exist in no way protects me from its effects if I jump out of a fourth-story window. I stand in danger of a terrible crash if I have the wrong picture of reality in my head. Truth doesn't protect reality. Truth protects me. There's no such thing in Aquinas' thinking as alternative facts. It's important that we grasp that, most especially in this season of the U.S. election, that has the potential to have such profound consequences for our whole globe. But there's another way in which truth is objective, and it's equally important for understanding St. Thomas's thoughts on this matter. Consider for a moment the beginning of a semester when the instructor hands out a syllabus and on the front page it lists course objectives. The objectives let us know what we're striving for, what we're shooting for in this course. They lay before us always as a promise, a direction. And it's the same way with truth. Because let's be honest, reality is big. As one of my Dominican colleagues is keen to say, reality is like a bazillion volts of electricity, and most of us are working with 60-watt bulbs in our brain. Even if you are one of the lucky ones and you got a 100-watt bulb in your skull, in the big scheme of things, it doesn't make that much of a difference, does it? We do understand things. We do have access to facts. But no matter how much we know, no matter how many facts we have, there is always going to be more to know, to understand, to learn. In a life committed to truth, there's no such thing as alternative facts, but there are always going to be such things as additional facts beyond what it is that we know right now. And this is the reality that Job is confronting in today's first reading. Job, like ourselves, has been through a tremendously bad year. He's seen death and destruction beyond anyone's worst nightmare. And it has not just been on the nightly news, it's been personal. His own family has been wiped out, his own livelihood erased, and he wants answers from God. He feels he's got the right to know, a right to understand. He wants to call God to the witness stand and ask, well, not a few questions. What we have today is God's response from that stand, which includes not answers, but more questions. Who are you? God queries over and over again in various forms. We have in the lectionary passage of today only a few of the many questions God throws back at Job. Are you the one who created the dawn? Can you walk around on the bottom of the sea? Have you seen where the dead go? If we read the whole chapter, we'd find out there are many, many more. Can you wear the clouds like a cloak? Do you own the warehouses where the snow and hail are stored? Do you control the wind and the rain? Basically, did you set up the universe? And can you really say that you'd be able to understand how it all functions? Reality is a bazillion volts of electricity, Job, and you're dealing with a 60-watt bulb. It's not much of an answer, as answers go. Job doesn't lead the conversation with any greater insight into the mystery of suffering in general, not even the intense suffering that he himself has been through. But he does grasp that his experience, his story, while real and true, is being held within a plot line so much larger than anything he's imagined before or can imagine. And it's an odd consolation to Job, not the one he was hoping for. He doesn't leave with greater clarity around the why-ness of his situation, but he does leave with the consolation of knowing that things are in bigger hands than his own. And maybe today, that is a consolation we need to rest in as well. As we continue to take a strong stand around truth in our society and name its importance, lying not okay, facts matter, we need them to make good choices. But we can also sit in the reality that our lives, our planet's life, is in hands bigger than our own. God's got reasons and ways of working things out that are way beyond us and whatever theories we may hold about why things are the way that they are. Truth is objective, and it always remains before us as an objective. Kind of scary to admit that, but may it also come with a sense of peace. We are bit players on a chessboard where behemoth roam and stars sing and leviathans swim, and God remains behind it all.